WhatsApps 086 8104 106. If you're up and about this morning, we would love to hear from you. Morning, Casey. Ted here. Hello, Ted. What were you doing on News Talk yesterday?
Oh, that's right. I made my News Talk. Popped my News Talk cherry yesterday.
Oh, did you?
I did.
I didn't know you were on News Talk yesterday.
I was on the hard shoulder.
You were on the what?
The hard shoulder. It's the evening drive show they do on News Talk. I was on with Kieran Cuddihy, who's a very nice skin.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Kilkenny man, but we won't hold it against him, you know? I was on to discuss the fallout from the local elections.
Oh.
And also urban decline in Cork City.
Were you really?
Not indeed. So I get a phone call from one of the producers saying, we're doing this tour of Ireland, Kieran's show. We're going to be in Castle Martyr. Oh, by the way, Castle Martyr.
Oh, it's such a beautiful spot.
A million star.
Yeah.
Like, it should have a million stars on the outside. It's just...
it's stunning, isn't it?
Oh, my God. So, yesterday's weather driving into it, it's like you're driving into this just palace, really.
Yeah,
it's just so nice. So, they're doing the show from Cork, and they said, would you pick three stories, three feel-good stories...
okay.
And bring them into us and we'll have a chat about them. I said, yeah, no problem. So I got the feel-good story of Cork's first black councillor elected.
Well done, yeah, good story.
Honour, the postman from Douglas.
Absolutely.
Who was elected to Cork, told the story about him. And then I had some Taylor Swift scam stories that were going around that I needed to bring to the table. Very important stuff. Not where News Talk would normally go.
No, but
I took it there.
Yeah.
It's important.
Bit of colour.
Absolutely. Just a little bit of colour.
Yeah.
And then I had another story about a fella that was on Neil Prendeville's show yesterday who bought a house out in Bulgaria for $9,000. And I thought, that'd be of interest. And by the time I got there, they told me, no, we'll do all of this other stuff here that you know nothing about.
Okay. They already had it prepared for you.
So you've got 9 minutes now to learn about urban decline.
Squeaky bum time.
So, quick read of an article.
Squeaky bum time. I've got to sound like I know what I'm talking about here.
Now, Dinan absolutely blew it up my backside.
Yeah, but did it work?
I got away with it.
Hey,
I don't know how.
You're some chancer, you are. Do you know that?
Del boy. And then I drove off on my little three-wheeler. I went, nosh, Mongeja.
Do you think they'll be inviting you back?
I doubt it, but
I'd say they will.
You never know.
I bet you played a blinder.
Look, it was good fun. It was it was nice to do. And by the way, the reason I wanted to tell you about it is down in the in Castle Martyr at the moment, they have an art exhibition going on.
Okay.
They've loads of artwork for sale. You literally can go in with your checkbook and buy it off the wall.
Yeah, they have it all along the walls. Yeah, I've seen it.
There is a painting in there by Salvador Dali, and there's a price tag hanging off it.
Is that an original?
It's an original.
Are you serious?
1.1 million. It's hanging on a wall. You can go in if you have the cash and go, I'll take that. Throw it into
1.1 million.
Throw it into the boot of the car.
I love the fact that you not only saw it and enjoyed it, but you actually went up and had a look to see how much
it was. There's a price tag hanging off it.
That's bizarre.
I've never, ever heard of a price tag hanging off a piece of art before.
No, usually it's a red dot.
It is.
If it's sold, it's a red dot.
Yeah.
Or else there's some sort of indication that it's for sale, but you're right, wouldn't actually say the price.
That's hilarious.
1.1 million.
Yeah.
So there you go. If you've got a milli hanging around, lads, you could own a Salvador Dali.
Yeah.
Excellent painter, by the way.
One of the finest. No, again, let's pretend we're on News Talk here. You have to talk to me about the artistic...
A
surrealist, you'd say, yeah.
One of the pioneers of the surrealist movement.
And
Salvador Dali.
A troubled individual.
Yes.
Certainly.
All kinds of sort of rumours coming out of his camp that he used to nail his cat's tails to the floor.
Really?
For inspiration.
I heard he cut the tail off the cat and made a moustache out of it.
Yes.
We'd get away with it, wouldn't we?
We would, yeah. We sound
absolutely
all right.
Spoof Central. 6:21. Morning.
The latest things.
We got 2 days until Cork play Tyrone in the football. 2 days to go until Cork play Offaly in the hurling. We got a big weekend of sport.
It is, yeah.
Also, 1 day to go till the Euros begin. Germany and Scotland. Looking forward to that. A whole month of footy. And 1 day to Becky Hill. Rockin'. I just tried to rockin' into and rackin'. I've just turned into one stupid, silly word.
That gig is going to be epic, by the way, at Virgin Media Park.
Yeah. Looking forward to that one as well on Friday night. And the picture of this. Did you just rip your knickers again? Be careful, bending over, Vic.
Ripping a page out of the newspaper.
Let's do it live on air. Good on you. But you're so... Today's International Sewing Machine Day for you sewing machine enthusiasts.
Can you sew?
I cannot. Oh. I can knit a bit from back in the day.
Can you?
We were taught it in school. Knitting was we used to knit our own little hats and scarves and everything.
I can't imagine you knitting a little hat for yourself.
Oh, yeah. Little hat, little mittens and everything, the whole thing.
Scarfing.
Yeah, I tell you. Rory does. Rory, I think Rory does knitting.
He doesn't.
Do you want, honestly?
Does
go,
he?
Would you go get him there?
What's he knitting? Oh, yeah.
Tell him to get into here. I'm pretty sure it's Rory. It's somebody in the building anyway who's really good at knitting. And they were sitting at their desk recently enough with a big ball of wool. Also, if you celebrate your birthday today, you celebrate with Tim Allen, who's 71, Kathy Burke, the star of Kevin and Perry Go Large. She celebrates her birthday today. She's 61. Steve-O from Jackass, it's his birthday today. He's 50. Brian Dowling of Big Brother fame, he's 46. Chris Evans, not the DJ, the actor, he's 43 today. Can you knit?
Yeah.
You were knitting at your desk once, weren't you? Yeah. Well, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
See?
Don't tell the bosses that, like.
Well, okay. I'm pleasantly surprised. What were you knitting?
Just scarves and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, of all the things I've ever found out about you, that has to be one of my favourites.
Isn't it full of surprises?
It was something I did during lockdown just so I wouldn't be sitting staring at my phone all evening.
Yeah.
So I just like said, I need something to put my hands. I was like, I'll take up knitting.
So have you actually started and completed a full item of clothing?
Yeah, I've done several scarves for the kids and stuff.
Can you bring them in? I'd like to see them, please.
Yeah, no matter. If I can find them. I haven't knitted in a while now, I have to say. So,
yeah. What's the little rhyme you do? Round the tree, under the bush, diddly diddly diddly
right,
diddly.
Yeah.
There's some little thing you learn in school.
It's something about
like
rabbits.
That, yeah. Around the tree, around the thing, or I don't know. I just follow whatever the YouTube lady tells me to do.
If anyone knows the knitting rhyme, please, can you get in contact with me?
Rory, that is so cute.
I'm going to make you a scarf for Christmas.
Are you?
Yeah, that's my plan for Christmas.
Oh, yes!
Stop talking about Christmas, you donkey.
It's almost there.
It is, it's nearly Christmas, right? Anyway, I knew it was you.
Yeah. Ah, Rory.
Man of many talents.
You are a man of many talents, yeah.
Yeah. Some man to knit a scarf, but can't start a lawnmower.
That's me.
That's our Rory.
Or Parallel Park.
Yeah, exactly. Go on, see you later, buddy.
Bye.
Also this morning, you know the cost of living situation that everyone's been going through, and it is easing off a little bit. Interest rates are coming down, but food is still crazy expensive.
It is, yeah.
From where it was, electricity and fuel is still crazy expensive. Have you ever considered moving to another country? Please stay here. We need as many of you as possible listening to the show. But one man who was living in Cork moved out to Bulgaria, and he rang Neil Prendeville yesterday to say he'd bought his house for what?
Well, I bought my house here in 2019, and it was everything included, like solicitor's fees and notary fees and stuff, was about €9,000. Well, it's just a standard detached house, three bedrooms, two floors, about 1,500 square metres of land. Pretty standard for a village house here. It's in a small village about half an hour from a city called Veliko Tarnovo. It's north-central Bulgaria.
And do you know how much a pint cost?
Oh, gosh, go on.
80 cents.
Ah, you're joking. Is it watered down?
It's not, down. 80 cents. And do you know what he did then? A few months later, he bought the house next door, which has a huge, about 2 acres of land, and he bought that for 3,000.
Oh, lads, what are we doing? Oh, my goodness.
There's a cheaper life out there, and it seems to be in Bulgaria, down the local villages. It's incredible, isn't it? Neil's here from 9. Saw you update your profile photo. See you smiling, she must be nice. Good to see that you're finally grown up. She looks pretty and just your touch. Am I weird is the question that we asked you on the show this morning. We do this regularly. It's all those little things that you do that are really strange, that when you tell people, it's completely bizarre to them. And this is why we're doing this feature, because I want you to share your weirdness with everybody. Having your own little weird thing is a beautiful thing, you know?
Yes.
It's uniquely you. Some of these are very, very strange.
God, I can't believe I'm doing this. Am I weird? I've never burped, can't burp. So to alleviate air after a meal or something like that, I have to do a handstand.
Must be quite the sight in McDonald's afterwards.
Isn't it incredible? Like 4 o'clock in the morning with a chipper. Why is that woman upside down?
I'm trying to burp!
So are you telling me that if you do a handstand, a burp comes out?
Yeah, but which side of it does it come out? what have you got for
I've
you?
Got one here from Sophie. Lads, am I weird? I won't lay on grass. My dad had a load of ants crawl into his nose when he fell asleep in a park years ago after a picnic, and he had to go to the hospital to have them suctioned out.
Since then,
I will never, ever lay down on grass. That's from Sophie.
Oh, that's
I get it. Like, I get that.
Some deep childhood trauma you're carrying there.
Terrific. Imagine waking up and you're like, what?
There's a whole army of them.
There's a fuzzy, funny feeling in my head and my eyes.
But why would they? Why ants only go where there's food?
Yeah, but that's what she says. He'd after a picnic, so he must have had
a bit of grub up his
beard,
a bit
of food or something.
Oh my God.
And a load of ants crawled in.
Horrendous.
Rory.
Am I weird that I will only eat fish if it's covered in batter?
Oh. Who's that from now, I wonder? That's not weird at all.
I don't think it is.
I'd say there's quite a few people that will only do that.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not.
It's got to be bear batters, though. The proper crispy, chunky batter.
Gorgeous.
Are you weird? 0868104106. What have you got?
Good morning. Am I weird? I love to have ketchup on beans.
Oh.
My husband thinks it's the weirdest thing ever.
Bean sauce is kind of ketchupy anyway. It's
more watery than ketchup, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is slightly weird.
Mm.
But,
you
know, you do you, boo.
You just need a richer, more kick-ass tin of beans. That's what you need. I'm giving that a green pass on the weirdness. I don't think that's too strange at all.
I think it's kind of odd.
I do too.
Ketchup on ice cream is very weird.
Whoa.
There are people out there that like ketchup on ice cream.
Also, that chips and ice cream thing that you do is weird.
No, milkshake. If you get chips and dip it in a milkshake.
No, it's weird.
Have you tried it?
No, it's weird.
Gorgeous. Trust me. I'm a doctor.
Morning, Red FM. Am I weird? When I see one magpie, I pull my hair 7 times. It comes from my mother's friend years ago who said it's very bad luck. And to undo the bad luck, you have to pull your hair 7 times. I have no idea if anyone else does this.
Right, okay. Abigail, I've never heard that before.
Me neither.
That's a lot of pain for magpies.
That is. But interesting enough, somebody else actually just texted in. Is it weird? My Italian boyfriend, when he sees a magpie, he touches his manhood.
What?
From Bernie. She's just asking, is that weird?
That's just an Italian thing in general, isn't it?
Does he do that with all birds?
That was fairly good. Well done.
Am I weird? I'm completely allergic to chocolate. The last time I had some was about 8 years ago. I broke out in hives. That's not weird. That's unfortunate.
Massively unfortunate.
Massively unfortunate. Oh. Aidan, I hope you... Well, I don't know if you can get that ever sorted. But you know what? Maybe life without chocolate is better. For fitting into clothes and things like that. Is it weird I always keep a spare pair of fluffy socks in my car?
Whatever you're having yourself.
Mm. Whatever you're having.
Maybe the feet get cold and, you know, they just need a bit of insulation.
Absolutely. I think I have another one here. Let's go for it.
Hello, Red FM. Am I weird? I like putting ketchup on rice. And sometimes I make pink sauce with the rice as well. So I have ketchup and mayo on the rice.
Wow.
Oh, so
okay.
There's a ketchup thing going on there, isn't there?
If you get ketchup and mayo and mix it, you know, the same pink portions, sauce, you make lovely prawn sauce, you make pink sauce.
Lovely.
But that on rice, never tried it. No, you're getting a green pass on the weirdness as well. Rory, have you any more for me?
Am I weird that I've never seen The Lion King before?
Well, that is strange, yeah. Oh, by the way, watch it. Watch the live action version of it, though.
Yeah,
the most recent one. That's incredible.
It's really good. Lads, am I weird? I let my dog sleep in my bed under the covers if it's winter. She loves it. My mum hates it. Becky.
Some people love their dogs.
That's not weird.
It's a bit unhygienic. And when dogs let one rip, oh my good God.
Oh, is it bad?
Oh, you've no idea. The amount of times my wife has turned at me and thrown me out of the room, and I'm like, hang on, it's nothing to do with me. Any more am I weird, please? Let's hear from you. 0868104106. Cork's Good Times, Red FM, One Republic, and that is Counting Stars.
Am I weird because I leave my dog lick my toes?
Oh, yes. Let's get some money. The €1,000
pop quiz. With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me
the money. The dog I feel sorry for.
Oh, like why? Why?
Why? Why? Just,
why?
You take the weirdness award today, sir.
Yeah, you
congratulations.
Do.
Yeah. 20 past 8. Let's go from Belfast to Bandon.
Yeah.
Here's Niamh. Good morning, Niamh. How are we?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, you ended up leaving beautiful Belfast City, and setting up camp down in Bandon, the two big B's, quite a distance, because of what and who?
Because of what and who?
because of my boyfriend, Kian.
Okay. So you followed him down?
Oh.
That's a very sweet thing to do. And how is life in Cork so far for you? I hope everybody's treating you well.
Yeah, it's great. It is unreal.
Good. You're loving it. Do you get up to Cork City much?
Yeah, we worked in Carrigtwohill, so.
Oh, very good. Very good. So you know the crack. All right, Niamh, here is the drill. I have, just to make you feel a little bit more at home, changed one of the questions to suit you, I hope.
There we go.
Again, we're in a bit of a guessing game. We've got 60.
Oh, God, no pressure.
Yeah.
How do you spell Belfast? let's just go for it and see how you get on. You've only got 60 seconds, Niamh. The best of luck.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Jenny from the Block is a song by who?
Jennifer Lopez.
Who was the first man on the moon?
Neil Armstrong.
Question number 3. What Armstrong was famous for the Tour de France wins?
Lance Armstrong.
Question number 4. What does Olivia Rodrigo do for a living?
Thanks.
Question number 5. Aer Lingus was founded in 1936 or 1966?
36.
Question number 6. Can you name Miley Cyrus's famous dad?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Question number 7. What Sabrina Carpenter song is currently number 1 in Ireland?
Espresso.
Question number 8. What county was Tommy Tiernan born in?
Galway.
Question number 9. What Jamie was in the movie Belfast?
Dorn.
And question 10. Who had an album called Waking Up the Neighbours? Waking Up the Neighbours was an album by who?
Oh.
Come on. Oh my God, Niamh. Who are you going for?
Brian Adams.
Yeah, unfortunately, the clock has gone about 10 seconds, Niamh. Really good effort.
Really good.
Jenny from the Block is Jennifer Lopez. Neil Armstrong is correct. Lance Armstrong for 3. Olivia Rodrigo is a singer. 1936 for Aer Lingus is correct. Miley Cyrus's famous dad is Billy Ray Cyrus. Espresso for number 7. Tommy Tiernan was born in Donegal.
Aww.
He was Donegal, yeah.
Aww.
So your cousin's over the road. The Jamie Dornan was in the movie Belfast.
Yeah.
And Brian Adams for number 10. Niamh,
that was brilliant.
Really good round. You come back and do it again.
Yes.
You've got your first run out. In the meantime, we've got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. And we'll get that out to you. You can go get yourself something nice. And listen, welcome to Cork. I hope you have a lovely life down here. And we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks so much.
See you, Niamh.
Bye, Niamh.
By the way, at your wedding.
Yeah.
It was a Jamie Dornan lookalike.
Oh, that's my first cousin, Andy.
What's his name?
Andy.
Does Andy know he looks like Jamie Dornan? All the women were like, oh my God, it's Jamie Dornan.
Yeah, he's the head off. You're right.
He's like, I've never seen anybody look like somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I stopped and was like, it's your man.
Yeah, he's my first cousin. He's a lovely guy.
Very lovely guy. Does he do Jamie Dornan?
He's a horticulturalist.
He could be out having the crack.
He could. He could be a lookalike, actually. I must say that to him, you know.
I'm telling you, there's money to be made there.
Vic's VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Straight to the showbiz. What's going on?
Okay. Rob Schneider has been talking to Kiss Sydney about... remember the big slap with Will Smith and Chris Rock?
Oh, the tremors of that are still radiating across the globe.
It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
I suppose it was such an unusual thing when it happened. It was fairly shocking. I remember watching it live and just going, sorry, what happened there?
I thought it was all the setup. It was all part of the...
Yeah, well...
Part of the act.
Rob Schneider is quite opinionated about Will Smith and about that whole episode. Have a listen to this clip.
See, I think he was on the... Was he on the panel? Was he on the Academy panel? He was part of the organisation.
Okay.
And so he couldn't say what he wanted to say at the time, but he can now, apparently, yeah. Come on, Rob.
Will Smith has been hiding the fact of who he really is, and it was exposed that night. He's really a complete, utter fraud.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth!
That's how politically correct the Academy is. They were so cowardly. Because if I would have done that, they would have been hauled out to prison. But because, like, they were so worried about being, you know, racist. It's violence is what it is. And whether what the color of your skin or your religion, commit a crime in front of other people, you get hauled out of there.
I mean, it was assault. He didn't get done for it.
Yeah.
And I don't think Chris Rock has spoken to him since. He did make an apology. He did hide for a year.
Yeah.
But now Will Smith has been on the He's been on the I'm a Really Nice Person PR tour.
He has, and he has a new film out. It's the, is it Bad Guys or what's it?
I think it is Bad Guys as well.
And I think they were saying like he's seriously trying to kind of make up for sort of maybe some of the damage that was done. His PR team are kind of pushing him out there.
I don't know where I stand with it. Is he like, was that Will Smith that you've seen on stage? I'd hate to think it was.
I mean, the other side of it, Casey, is Chris Rock was kind of having a bit of a cut off his wife, wasn't he?
And a lot of people would have done the same thing Will Smith did. He hopped up on stage and
it was quite disrespectful, because I think it was to do with the fact that she has alopecia, doesn't she?
Yeah.
And he was kind of saying something about her baldness. Like, maybe that was just, you know, his reaction because somebody was bad-mouthing his wife.
Yeah, but do it backstage.
Yeah, you know? I agree. No, it seemed a bit like a kind of a show, wasn't it, really? Yeah. So listen, wherever you sit on that fence, that's Rob Schneider's view. Obviously, the big story is Rory McIlroy. We've covered it already. But another big story that I was quite surprised to hear yesterday is that Dakota Johnson and Chris Martin are back together.
All right.
Yeah.
Did they break up?
They broke up. They separated for quite a while. They got engaged, I think, just after Christmas.
Did Chris Martin ring Rory McIlroy and go, listen, go on.
Let's do a double here.
Let's do two over par. Double bogey.
Rory McIlroy's out on 6:15, while Shane Lowry gets out a half an hour later. And that's the sport with Simply Suits.
And isn't it lovely to hear that Rory McIlroy is back in action, and he's himself and his lovely wife, that they've patched everything up.
Happy to hear.
And there's nothing to do with Rory's accountant.
No.
Absolutely at all.
Zero.
Rory stays put is my favourite pun headline of the day. All is good. I don't want you. I want something else. I want this one here. Right. Talking about Am I Weird? Are you weird? Are you all? Everyone's a little bit weird. Everyone has their own little thing. Vic, you've got so many Am I Weirds rocking
into us.
Oh,
these are epic. Okay, yeah. You ready? Are you ready? Am I weird? I cannot eat toast without putting salt on it.
Oh, that's strange.
Yeah.
Why?
Okay. We're going to go quickly down through these. Lads, is my husband weird? He only eats Weetabix off a plate. That's from Steph. Steph, I've got so many questions, I could fill a whole show with that anyway.
No, we need context of that. Is there milk involved?
Is there milk? How big is the plate? How many
buttered?
Are on the plate? Etc, etc.
Some people butter their Weetabix, yeah.
Lads, am I weird? I can't use the loo anywhere other than at home. I go first thing in the morning before I go to work. Then I wait until I get home every single day and I go again. That's from Denise.
It's a little bit strange. I had a friend like that as well who would not go to the Jacks anywhere else. Like, even if she was out at a nightclub, she would not go. This is number twos now. She'd go number ones everywhere.
Okay.
Well, only number two at home.
I've heard of that. I've heard of the number two only rule at home. But number one, like, how you can't, like,
you can't,
no,
you can't.
No,
you wouldn't be able to go anywhere.
Be jiggling all day, lads. Am I weird? When I order a hot chicken roll, I get a sausage put in it too.
Nice.
That's my kind of man. Yeah.
Look how happy Casey is to hear that.
It's a strange one, but yeah.
Have I got time for two or three more?
Do you know what? I've a few clips here.
Okay, go on.
Now, there's a fella that listens to the show every morning, and his name is Wayne. I think Wayne he might be Dutch. Wayne, can you tell me what part of the world you're from? Because he sounds like Yapstam, you know, it goes well in my brain. But he calls me KC, but he calls Vic Tim. I don't know why, but it's his weird thing. Morning.
Good morning, KC and Tim. Am I weird? I have tried once ice cream on a sandwich.
Okay.
No, just the ice cream. And on top of the bread, two slices of bread. And I found it actually quite good.
It's not bad at all. I mean, if there was turkey and ham and stuffing and ice cream in there, that would be weird. But no, Wayne, you're not weird at all. You're wonderful. You're wonderful, Wayne. Good morning, ma'am.
Weird if I can't sit or lay on the grass. When I was young, my cousin stood on a massive anthill without knowing and had thousands of ants all over him. Since then, I cannot sit or lay on the grass.
Tanya, you're like that story from the man with the ants up his nose.
She's traumatized. She got lover.
Oh, yeah.
Kelly, have you got any weird things you want to share with us all?
No, I'm grand.
Yeah.
I'm not wet. Rory probably know. Am I weird?
You are very, very
weird. The way he just rolled his eyes and grunted at you says it all. You are very weird. Say it like it is, Rory. With KC on Cork's Good Times Red FM. Cork City FC is inviting families to take part in a fun day of testing your football skills on a golf course. The club is hosting a family foot golf day to raise funds for its academy.
The event is going to take place tomorrow, June 14th, at Cork's only foot golf course. This is just outside Kinsale. Huge opportunity to get the family together. And the weather's going to be kind of all right tomorrow. There might be a few showers, but the family foot golf day will cost €80 for a team of four, and all of the money is going back into the academy. So if you want to, there you go, there's my old alarm. Why does my alarm keep going off at 20 to 9?
Also, why does your alarm sound like a child in a nursery?
It is very nursery-like.
Very nursery-like.
That is me.
You're about the most opposite from a nursery-like than I would imagine.
Thanks for that, Vic.
You're welcome.
Anyway, foot golf, go support it. That's happening tomorrow if you want to help out Cork City FC. And it's only days away left if you want to get a ticket to have dinner with Roy Keane. The Irish Guide Dogs for the Blind are running this amazing competition where you can go for a meal, sit down and have a munch with Roy. Not just you and Roy. It's not going to be a weird date or anything. Yeah, you can bring a couple of friends.
Okay.
There'll be like five or six different people there. The Irish Guide Dogs for the Blind are going to set up the whole thing. You're not going to have to split the bill on Revolut or anything like that.
Yeah.
But if you want to buy a ticket, time is running out. Hit up the Irish Guide Dogs for the Blind website and get involved. I love one comment that was left under one of the posts about, you know, a chance to win it. I'd sooner have dinner with the two dogs. Oh. Poor Roy. Oh.
Red FM's Summer Cash Machine.
I mean, he's loved, but, you know, there's probably one or two people. I guarantee you the person who posted that, Roy took him out in a slide and tackle in national school.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, I know that's what happened.
Yeah.
Neil Prendeville is on the way in about 15 minutes from now. An incredible story yesterday. They were speaking to a man who used to live in Cork but has moved out to Bulgaria and has decided to set up camp. Sometimes, I know it's hard as it is for a lot of people to leave Cork, but they do move away. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about the whole cost of living crisis and the price of everything in this country versus other countries. So if you're trying to buy a house in this country and you're looking at some of the prices and you're kind of going, wow, like 350 grand for a three bed semi-D in a nice area in Cork or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Have a listen to what this guy did.
Well, I bought my house here in 2019 and it was everything included, like solicitor's fees and notary fees and stuff, was about €9,000. Well, it's just a standard detached house, three bedrooms, two floors, about 1,500 square metres of land. Pretty standard for a village house here. It's in a small village about half an hour from a city called Veliko Tarnovo. It's north-central Bulgaria.
That's Dave from yesterday who was on. And by the way, he bought the house next door then for €3,000 as well.
Wow. It's unbelievable, lads, isn't it?
A pint in his local is 80 cents.
Oh, my God.
Good morning, Katie. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, Katie?
We're all moving to Bulgaria to buy a gaff, all right? Katie, for two tickets for the biggest disco, what is lucky numbers this morning?
49.
Yay! Yay! Go on, you good day. Oh my God, Katie, you are going to be hanging out with Peter Andre.
Yeah.
You're going to see.
That
way. Were you a fan of E17 back in the day?
Anything 90s, give me. I won't listen to anything where, if it's not 80s or 90s, don't give it to me.
Okay, you've got Bass Hunter, Mark McCabe, you've got Peter Andre, Hadaway will be doing that one song he had that one time. I'm sure he's other songs as well. I'm sure there's other, more than, maybe he'll do What Is Love 5 times.
Yeah.
And all of the other amazing, they have a load of other amazing acts and DJs lined up for the biggest disco at Live at the Marquee. Get your bestie and get sorted. Have a brilliant night on us, okay?
Thanks so much, guys.
Cheers, Katie.
Well
Thanks
done.
For winning. Have a great
Take
day.
Care.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Stream all the top TV, movies, and sports. No contract. Now you know.